This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Woo! Richard Bradbury. That was Adeline Chung squeaking over there. Over in this corner is David Bury.
Good evening.
In the back is Brendan. Say hello, Brendan.
Hello.
Yeah, there we go. We sneaked a doctor in during that song, Dr. Jason Leong. He's sitting with us throughout the show. You can actually speak, sir. It's all right.
Hello, what's up?
I've switched on your microphone, so don't worry about it.
Okay, I'm on.
Yeah,
cool.
You are on. He's going to attempt to try and beat Biju's 17 a little bit later on the show. Are you not, sir?
Biju's record?
Of 17.
Of 17,
that's
it
right.
Is going down.
Oh.
It's, I mean, come on, man.
Them be fighting words,
I wonder
know?
If Biju is listening right now.
Of course she's listening.
Is it? You can hear her quivering in fear. Right now, okay.
Is it
Please.
A doctor thing?
Sorry,
you know, is it a doctor thing? You have an ego, or is it a comedian thing?
I think it's both. Like yeah. You know, like all this. Okay, we doctors think that we're smarter than others. Like, it's our, you know. And Biju's a musician. I mean, come on.
Don't do that. Don't
Down.
Do that. Don't yeah. do that.
If you could drop a mic, he'd do it.
Anyway, it's hooked up here.
Welcome to the show, folks. As you know, we have stuff to give away this evening as well. If you want to get in touch with the show, though, David is going to tell you right now how you can do it.
All right, so you can visit our website at thattimeofnight.com, or you can tweet us or visit our FB or go into Instagram at BFMTTON.
We've also got an SMS number, 016-201-9000. You're going to need to take note of that number, because when we're doing our giveaway a little bit later on, you need to put in your telephone number on our website for our giveaway from...
Mm-hmm, from Aria. So our friends at Aria is giving away 250 ringgit vouchers. And if you don't know what Aria is, so Aria is an Italian restaurant located in Bukit Damansara. They serve amazing food right there.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Barney.
Barney.
You got to give a shout out to him.
Hello, Barney. He's probably listening. So we could probably ask the question now. If we do that now, let's get it out of the way, because then it gives people more chance to take part.
All right, guys, listen in. The question is, what is the literal translation of the Italian word aria? All you have to do is head over to the website, thattimeofnight.com, answer the question, fill in the blurb, and you could be a lucky winner.
Also, if you are listening like David was on Friday when he sent in the little tweet regarding Adeline and Adeline's father, you can also get us at the BFM tweet handle. It is, of course, at BFM Radio. We're going to be with you up until 9 o'clock this evening. We will be testing whether or not Dr. Jason Leong is a smarty pants.
Mm-hmm.
But coming up in just a couple of minutes, we've got some stories and news from Page 2. David's going to be talking about a hacker that managed to break into a baby monitor.
You just basically gave my whole story away.
You're going to expand
Thanks,
on that.
Thanks, Richard.
I will be talking about how a mayor has been sued for building a robot, and Adeline will be talking about YouTube. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you better stay tuned. We've got some messages. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. So there you go. Right. Stories, news from Page 2. Right, bit of an introduction, so let's get down to it. We have this nice little introduction that Brendan did make for us, actually. Brendan, you're a genius with music and sounds and stuff. You know, did I tell you that? Have I told you that today?
No.
Anyway, news from Page 2.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
What's all the shouting, David?
A lot of people shouting. What?
He says, what's all the shouting, you see?
I don't know.
It's all about latest news.
It is. Well, yeah, latest news, greatest news, stuff that we've caught from around the internet. What did you get?
Oh, am I first?
You are first. Did you not see that? See that? David, first story. There you go.
But basically, you just gave up my whole story just now. I had this whole,
I'm testing your metal.
Wait.
Is that all you know about your story? I'm pretty much sure there's more, David.
Okay, well, I'll say it. Like how I practiced it.
Let's do that.
All right. So a 3-year-old boy had been complaining to his parents. He said that someone has been talking to him at night.
Mm-hmm.
But his parents naturally thought it's the child's, you know, overactive imagination.
Right.
Right. But they soon realized that a hacker gained remote access to their baby monitor and then spied on their kid when he laid in his cot. And the hacker spoke to the 3-year-old at night saying, "Wake up, little boy. Daddy's looking for you."
Oh my God.
Was that what he actually said?
That's what he actually said.
In that tone?
Wow.
Well, I don't know if it's that tone. I wasn't there.
More than likely had a Russian accent.
Well, maybe. Actually, come to think of it, there was another case back in November where hacked footage from baby monitors, webcams, and CCTV systems in Britain were broadcasted live by a Russian website.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's coincidental that you said it might have been Russian.
It might have been Russian. Yeah. So how easy is it to hack into a baby monitor?
Well, apparently baby monitors now are connected to the internet.
Yes.
So why would he want to hack into a baby monitor?
That's why it's sick.
Just for fun. I think, and that's what hackers do, right?
Yeah.
They like to create chaos. But I'm thinking like this hacking into this baby monitor and then like talking into it into the to the children can be a very good way of punishing children in the future.
No.
You know what I mean? No, because like we can't hit them anymore, right? Because of capital punishment. So like with this, you know, you can.
I think psychologically, because you're not a psychological doctor, are you?
No,
I think that's a really bad thing to do to children.
But now these kids are spoiled. You know?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's flip it around.
Okay, let's flip it around. Okay.
And we could use it as motivation. When the child, you know, they could be learning instead of you punishing them, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, you could be reading them stories. You could be telling them, you know, I don't know.
Well, but if you read them stories, you can just be there and read the stories.
But right? Then you could be lazy. You could be downstairs and doing it via your iPad, right?
Isn't there like a teddy bear that you can buy that has a tape recorder inside
okay, that's
it?
That's scary. That is scary.
No, it plays your voice to your child.
Yeah,
so when you're not there, then.
Children
you know,
are so spoiled like, nowadays.
It's going to be like
teddy bears with our voices. Come on, man. Back in the day, what toys do we have back in the day?
We had cars and marbles.
We had imagination, right? We just we took rocks and threw each other, and that's our play time, right? That's why I'm saying children are spoiled nowadays.
It really sounds like you were growing up back in the 1820s, you know.
1820s?
Yeah.
No.
Because I had a little bit more than rocks to throw at people, okay?
Yeah, but it's my kind of
upbringing. And he's from Miri.
Yeah, I'm from Miri, man.
It's my kind of upbringing that, you know, will cause people to one day become hackers and then hack into baby monitors and scare children. You see what I mean?
No. You know what? You guys, seriously, no, just don't do that. It's just scary.
Okay, if you've got anything to contribute to the show, or in fact our comments on the stories that we've done so far, get us at BFMTTON. Also, if you get us at BFM Radio, we've already had people coming in giving us answers to the question that we asked earlier on. If you could head over to our website at thattimeofnight.com, fill in your answer there instead of giving it to us on the tweet, because then everybody else can read it.
And that's don't true. Forget to send in your telephone number, because vouchers will be sent out via SMS.
Okay.
All right, guys?
So I'm going to tell you my little story now. It's about this mayor in Turkey.
Mm.
That's it. I finished my story. No.
So there was a mayor in Turkey.
There was a mayor in Turkey. He's in a bit of trouble, right?
Okay.
He's the mayor of Ankara. He's been the mayor there since 1994.
Okay.
Yeah, quite a while. You know, he's been voted in again. I don't even know if they vote over there in Turkey. You know, they might have just said, okay, let him have it.
I think it is a democracy.
It's supposedly a democracy. Anyway.
apologies to all Turkish listeners.
Sorry about that, yeah. So Turkish taxpayers have actually hit the roof because of this mayor. His name is Mele Gökçek. He's pulled the sheet of his transformer-like masterpiece.
Okay.
That sounds like a terrible sentence, because if I don't finish it, it could be anything, right?
Right.
But he basically built an enormous robot. Not himself, not with his bare hands, because that would be an entirely different story. He made a 20-foot statue. This robot.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be using public funds to beautify an area of the city.
Right.
Instead, he built a 20-foot Gundam robot.
It might be a tourist attraction, actually.
Well, of course, it's going to be a tourist attraction, but there's been a whole bunch of people coming back and saying, look, you've spent our tax monies on a robot, and do you know why not?
Why not?
Yeah,
exactly.
Wait, do you know what his response was?
What?
Respect the robot.
That's right.
Well,
that's
done.
It.
No,
right.
I have a feeling Adeline is not really with us on this
robot issue.
Wait.
Hold on. You know what? That robot looks really, really good.
Well,
to me, it looks like Optimus Prime.
I've seen better.
What?
I've seen better.
Really? Look at the picture.
Right.
That's from Gundam, man.
Yeah, it's a Gundam robot.
It's a Gundam robot.
Know your robots, woman.
Yeah,
seriously. But I think it's a great investment, because now we are talking about it. We all of us in this studio, all the way in Malaysia, are talking about it, which is great, no? Because frankly speaking, and I'm not targeting anybody from any country, I've seen a lot more money wasted on a lot more rubbish projects.
Well,
just saying.
That's a good point. I mean, you know, what could be interesting about this is that he may have spent all of that money, and you know what, if he doesn't get voted in next time, how do we know this robot's not going to spring to life and say, hey, vote for me?
But you know what's awesome? You know what's awesome? Even if he gets voted out, the robot will still be there.
It will.
You know,
it will
cost a lot of money to remove it.
Agreed.
Right? So if I ever get elected as a public official, my first on my agenda is to build a robot.
You're going to build a robot.
Yeah. You know what?
The Iron Giant.
I feel like Jason's taking over the show.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's not a problem.
Respect the robot!
Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right. Chill. All right. Is it my story yet?
It's your story right now.
Do I have time for it?
You do have time for it, of course.
All right. As you all know, last Thursday marked 10th anniversary of Me at the Zoo, the first video ever posted on YouTube in 2005 by the co-founders, Jawed Karim, together with Steve Chen and Shad Hurley. Got it right?
Shad. I'm so glad you pronounced that right.
Shad Hurley. Not Chad Hurley. Shad Hurley.
Okay.
Right, in a video, he talks about the elephants at the San Diego Zoo. Let's have a listen of what he said.
The cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool.
Okay, let me repeat that.
I'm going to say, I'm assuming he said really, really long trunks, right?
Right, he's like, cool thing about these guys is... Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. Mm. And that's cool.
That is cool.
And that is pretty much he said. Cool.
Okay, is it just me or was that first video really boring?
Hey, it's better than what I would have put test 1-2, 1-2 test.
Alright.
Right, because it has been 10 years now and the clip shows what YouTube is best at, which is a place where anyone can post a video with about anything. It ranked up to 20 million views till to date.
About elephants?
Yes. Me at the zoo.
They're really cool.
Jawed Karim at the zoo.
Okay.
See.
Not bad stories then. Not a bad start today. We've had hackers and robots and YouTube being 10. Why are you staring at... You're staring at me like I've done something terribly wrong. Have I? No, I mean, I think it's good. I mean, but you're right. I mean, I probably would have put test 1-2-3, test 1-2, or hello world or something like that.
Right, it's because like even when you do a website, you know, you put there lorem ipsum.
Yeah.
See, the thing is such a simple video. Mm. It can climb up to 20 million views.
Well, I think people watched it by Googling what was the first video on YouTube.
You're right. Yeah. I bet they did.
And it has been 10 years right now.
I can't believe it's 10 years old.
10 years?
Yeah.
That scares me.
What did we do before YouTube, right?
And Jawed Karim, right? One of the founders. He looks so young, dude. He looks like a young boy.
What we did is we talked about, why is there no website app that shows videos from everybody else? That's what we did before.
Right. But there's a lot right now, right?
But now it's going crazy. I mean, there's that one where like kids just stream themselves eating Cocoa Crunch and sleeping.
What was that one called?
I totally forgot. You vid or something like that.
You were watching that last week and were like, I don't get it.
I know Zeph from Google, he mentioned Viki.com. That's when you can watch Korean and Taiwanese and Hong Kong dramas.
But that's really cool. But why did these children just stream themselves eating
and talking and doing nothing?
Yeah, basically.
And sleeping.
Well, there's also a chat where you can chat to them about what they're doing or what they think.
Eating or
so you can
you're
eat
doing.
And then answer a question from them.
Okay, but they also stream them themselves sleeping?
Yeah.
You know what would be really awesome? If like we hack into the baby monitors and then we talk to them while they're streaming. You see what I mean? This needs to be done. Okay? These children are annoying. Okay?
You have a very sick
Wait, let me guess. Do you plan to have children?
Please no. Please no.
I'm pretty much sure your wife is listening to you right now, right, Komala?
Yeah. So she's like, you know, she's probably listening to it and say, I don't really want to have children right now.
Komala, are you sure you want to have children right now?
Darling, think. Yeah.
Okay, of course, we do have Dr. Jason Leong with us in the studio. We're going to be asking him a couple of questions first, but we're going to remind you that we do have a competition from our friends over at the Aria restaurant.
Our friends at Aria is giving away 250 ringgit vouchers. And for those of you who is listening to us right now, Aria is an Italian restaurant located in Bukit Damansara. All you have to do is... Do I ask the question now?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the literal translation of the Italian word Aria? And head over to our website, thattimeofnight.com, answer the question, fill in the blurb, and you could be a lucky winner. And guys, be sure to leave your telephone number as vouchers will be sent out via SMS.
There you go. So, Dr. Jason.
Yes.
You've just got back from Australia.
I have, indeed.
G'day, mate. How was it?
G'day, yeah. Well, it's really awesome. So, just to let the listeners know, myself and two other Malaysian comedians, Brian Tan and Kua Jen Han, we were invited to perform at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Okay.
We did 22 shows there as part of a show called Comedy Zone Asia. And it was the experience of a lifetime.
Really?
Because to perform in such a prestigious festival. And I think the best part was we then managed, after our show ended every day at 8:15 p.m. They will then go out and watch the other shows they were on at the festival. So we watched about 30 shows each. And every day was just a learning experience, watching a world-class performer perform his craft at different styles of comedy, different genres of comedy. It's just amazing. My friend Joanna Seo mentioned this, and it's very apt. It's like a comedy scholarship.
Right.
They gave us the opportunity to go there and then watch world-class comedy.
So you performed 22 times?
Yes.
In a span of?
In a span of 4 weeks.
So did you repeat a lot of your content?
Here's the trade secret. Yeah, we do actually. And in fact, almost all the performers at the festival, I just did a split bill, so it's just me. I do 15 minutes. But the other performers, they do 1 hour shows every day for Tuesday to Sunday.
Wow.
That's the festival work ethic, you know? And this is new material. This is a new hour every year. You know, and it's amazing to see, like, you know, how much craftsmanship has gone into their 1 hour specials. And yes, they do it, they repeat, or they tweak, right. But the gist, the meat of the sandwich is pretty much the same.
Mm. All right, we'll hear more from Dr. Jason. We've got some music coming up right now. Then we have the Bombay Bicycle Club. It's a track called Leave It. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. Welcome back, ladies and gents. It's that time of night here on BFM 89.9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have a doctor in the house.
Hello.
And the competition online is heating up. Bijou has already tweeted a little friendly rivalry happening between my Game of Thrones geek buddy, Dr. Jason Leong. What's this, the history between you two? What's going on there?
Well, Bichu and I are both big fans of A Song of Ice and Fire, mm-hmm. the epic saga written by George R.R. Martin. And we always play this app game called Quiz Up, where we face off each other on Game of Thrones trivia. And I've always beaten her.
Always.
So she's a bit sore about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
How do you think you're gonna do tonight then?
On what
on Smarty Pants.
I will definitely be crushing her.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Bichu's next single will be something that is very sad because of what happens now. Okay.
You think she's gonna cry in her next single? Is that what you're saying?
She's a very strong woman, so I won't say cry, but she'll be very sad.
Is that insane?
I really wonder what's going to happen if you get less than 17.
Yeah. Right, let's see.
It will be, yeah.
Let's do
the competition.
A little giveaway. Yes, yes. We have our friends over at the restaurant.
Yeah, and for those of you who actually send in your answers and phone numbers on our Facebook page, please don't do that. All right, so for this question, what is the literal translation of the Italian word aria? So head over to the website thattimeofnight.com, answer the question there, fill in the blurb, and you could be a lucky winner. If you're going to post your numbers as well as the answer on the Facebook page, you don't want random people calling you, right?
No, they don't. No.
Yeah, there's actually a form on the website that you can fill in that gets sent to us. All right, guys?
Cool. So there you go. Right, Melbourne. Why have you not come back with an Australian accent?
Oh, because I'm a Malaysian with dignity.
Oh.
Whoa! No. To be honest, I wasn't there long enough to get an accent. And of course, I was there with a lot of Malaysians, a lot of Malaysian friends there. So I didn't really have a chance to develop an accent. But however, I do realize that the Australian accent is a very unique one in the sense that they can add in syllables to their words. For example, we say go home. Australians say "guy home." That is six syllables. "Guy home."
I have some friends who actually flew to Australia or be in the UK after a month or 3 months. You know, okay. They come back with an accent. I don't understand why.
These are people with.
Do you call them wannabes or? You know?
I think they're just maybe wannabes. Try too hard.
When they be called wallabies.
Wow. That was terrible.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not a comedian.
Yeah, but they have no self-esteem, I just want to say. I think that's why they develop an accent. But no, I think, like my friend Chiho says, Malaysians are the fastest accent learners, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you never get an Australian who comes to Malaysia and then immediately go like, hello, my name is Bruce. You know what I mean? You don't get that, you see? So, it's just us, I don't know why.
David, you seem to have a question. Go on.
I do. Right. So you were in Australia for about 4 weeks.
Four weeks, that's right.
So when you were performing or after your performance, mm-hmm. before your performance, did anyone come up to you and be like, hey, you're a doctor, mm-hmm. can you look at this for a second?
Oh, well, that doesn't just happen in Australia. It happens like everywhere.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you're there like performing for comedy and everything like that, and someone just goes, there's something red. Yeah. Around there that you need to see.
Not around there, but it's everywhere. their nose, their ears, it's your earlobe. Come on, really? You know. It happens everywhere. It's a universal thing.
So do you try to diagnose with a comedic slant to it? It's like, hey,
no,
you have you know.
No, what happens is I just tell them you need to go and see a proper doctor because I've lost a lot of my skill. And this is a true story. I was in Melbourne with Jen Han, okay, my good friend. And Jen Han has he sometimes has gout, okay. So I give him colchicine, which is a tablet, and I forgot to tell him that the side effect of colchicine is that you get diarrhea.
Oh, oh no.
So he got diarrhea for 2 or 3 weeks, and he was like, you know, the Melbourne food is must really, you know what I mean? And then at the third week, he was like, he just nonchalantly asked me, hey Jason, does the colchicine cause diarrhea? And I'm, oh my god, it does. I'm so sorry. And he's like, I feel really, really bad, and he has not let me forgotten about that.
So what do you practice? What do you practice?
Let's keep that confidential.
I just want to know so I don't go there.
Okay.
Wait.
You can have diarrhea.
One question. I want to ask you about your wife. You always take pictures of yourself with your wife behind. What does she feel? How does she feel about it?
Oh, because those are pictures where, we go shopping, or rather I follow her to go shopping, and she's picking out stuff, and I get really bored. Because So I take a photo of myself, grimacing in pain while she's shopping. So I compile them. I caught 30 selfies while shopping with my wife.
Did you frame it at home?
No, not yet. People laugh and people understand my pain, and she's a good sport, so she has not scolded me yet.
The long-suffering wife.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
We're at that point, you know.
Okay.
It is time for
Smarty Pants.
Those weird sounds are what you hear. That is Dr. Jason warming up.
Right.
Right. Dr. Jason Leong, you have...
We need a picture of
him. We do. We have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you possibly can.
Okay.
If you can't answer, please press or say skip.
Say skip.
Okay.
Can I say pass?
You can say pass.
Yeah. Pass, okay.
Your time starts now.
In 1982, Eddie Murphy made his big screen debut in the film 48 Hours. Who was the other main actor?
Pass.
True or false? Most lipstick contains fish scales.
True.
John Cleese of Monty Python famously studied at Cambridge University. With which degree did he graduate?
Arts degree.
What degree?
Never mind.
Who was the first non-human to win an Oscar?
A dog.
Which comedian was the voice actor for Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story movies?
Tim Allen.
David Hasselhoff starred as a lifeguard in which 90s TV show?
Baywatch.
What is the capital city of Finland?
Helsinki.
In The Beatles, what was Paul McCartney's main instrument?
Guitar.
Bruce Jenner is famous for being part of a very popular reality show. What's the name of the show?
Keeping Up the Kardashians.
Sean Penn was famously married to which musician?
Jennifer McCarthy.
Who was Matthew McConaughey's co-star in the TV show True Detective?
Pass.
A human forearm is made up of two bones. What are they called?
Radius and ulna.
What is the name given to the soft spots of a baby's head?
Fontanelle.
Correct. Which country is the biggest coffee producer?
Indonesia.
What is the name of the Foo Fighters' most recent album?
Alamak, pass.
What year will be the next leap year?
2016.
How many planets are there in our solar system?
Wait, recently? Nine. No, wait, it's Pluto is back as a planet.
Fuchsia is a shade of which color?
Red.
How many colors are there in a rainbow?
Seven.
Gorillas in the Mist starring Sigourney Weaver is based on which zoologist's life?
Pass.
Which Malaysian state's name when translated into English English means silver?
Perak.
What is the capital city of New Zealand?
Auckland.
Wellington. Shit. Which river divides Dublin, Ireland?
Ayo. Pass.
How many pennies make up an English pound?
100.
On average, how many milliliters are in the soft can drink?
250.
Who is the current president of France?
Pass.
On which continent is Timbuktu?
Africa.
To who is the phrase "I think, therefore I am" attributed to?
Descartes.
In what year did the Apollo 11 mission land on the moon?
1969.
Which country
and
spends
you're out
6.
Of time. Well, you started so you can finish.
Sorry. Which country spends 6.6 million squares? No, sorry. Which country spends 6.6 million square miles and is the largest country by landmass?
Say again, sorry. Oh.
Which country?
Which country spans?
Spans 6.6 million square miles and is the largest country by landmass?
Greenland.
No. Incorrect.
So, David, how well did Dr. Jason Leong do?
I think I want to let him suffer for a bit. Is there a break that we can go to?
There's a break right now. Coming up, we have some advertisements. Then we got a song. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. We'll let you know how well Dr. Jason Leong did. That time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. Before we get to the big reveal, of course, of how well or not so well Dr. Jason Leong did, we can tell you very quickly that we are giving stuff away. Our friends over at the Aria Italian restaurant in Bukit Damansara.
Yes, so they will be giving away 250 ringgit vouchers. All you have to do is answer this question. What is the literal translation of the Italian word Aria? Head over to the website, thattimeofnight.com, answer the question and fill in the blurb. And be sure to leave your telephone number as vouchers will be sent to you via SMS.
Okay, David, can you tell people how they can get in touch with the show? Because I noticed some people are doing that right now.
Definitely. There are people tweeting at us at BFMTTON. You can check our Facebook and Instagram at the same handle, BFMTTON.
Now, some of these tweets are saying, I think Bijou's new song will be about a doctor losing a pop quiz. funnily enough, Bijou has also tweeted saying, quote, I will crush her. She will be very sad. And her response is, eat your pants.
Are you ready, Jason?
So, okay, tell me how many points I got.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready before. How many points I got?
Can I just say, Jason, before you interject,
right, that that's right.
The judge's decision is final?
No, I understand. I totally understand. Okay. I totally understand. Judge's decision is final. How much did I get?
You got
13?
14.
14. Whoa! Okay. Now, okay. I just want to say something. Okay. Okay. Question number 17. How many planets are there in our solar system? Okay. In the beginning, there was 9. After that, Pluto was degraded because it was deemed too small and didn't behave like a planet. So it's 8. But recently, Pluto has been reinstated. Therefore, I said 9. I should get that one. That's 15. Okay.
Wait a minute. What happened to judges were final?
No, this is facts. These are facts.
I'm going to take the paper off.
Okay.
Him, okay?
What? Okay. No, I'm not a sore loser. Now, now, fuchsia is a shade of which color?
Fuchsia.
Okay. And the answer is pink. I said red. Pink is a shade of red.
I ain't gonna go there.
Okay.
I ain't gonna go there.
When you're a kid, right? When you have no pink color pencil, you color red, and then you take the white color pencil and you shade and you get pink.
Okay.
So, Jason is not agreeing to.
We have to wrap up very quickly. Jason, I'm sorry.
Thank
14
you.
It is. 14 is going to stay.
Thank you, guys.
3 points
Thank
away
you.
From Bijou.
Can I just Thank say, you. Please, Bijou, if you're still listening, please make fun of Jason Leong for the rest of his life.
Bijou, you are the superior pop quiz master.
Absolutely. Okay, very quickly, before we're going to wrap up, we need a quick fact from all of you. David, your fact for the evening.
All right. High school freshmen today were not alive for any part of the 1990s.
Say what?
That scares me.
Basically, freshmen this time around were all born after the year 2000.
Wow.
Do you feel old?
Yes.
Mm. How do you think I feel?
Ancient.
Ancient.
He's
Ancient.
The oldest.
Adeline, what's your fact for today?
Not quote, fact.
Okay, yes.
Some turtles breathe through their butts.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm serious. So apparently,
you've just ruined Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for me forever.
I think Michael Bay did that for you.
Okay,
already.
He did. Jason, have you got a fact for me?
I've got a fact for you guys. Very quickly. There are currently 9 planets in the solar system. Thank you, Jason. Out.
And to wrap up the evening, on April the 18th, 1930, the BBC actually said, there is no news today, and proceeded to play piano music.
No way.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.